Yeah, come on. It's like that. It's like that.
Hello and welcome to my young, loyal listeners of Teen Bible Study Taught in 10 Minutes. So what do you know? Word on the go. This podcast is brought to you by and produced by Real Time with the Bennett, where real talk happens all the time. Woo! I'm your host, Minister Bennett, of today's episode, and my co-host is...
the lovely Sister Bennett, as my husband affectionately calls me. Woo! Thank you for allowing and trusting us to be a part of your Christian walk.
In this week's episode, we will be discussing what do you desire or long for the most? Pursue spiritual riches according to God's word. We are back live in the PNT podcast studio with another great lesson for another great week. And guess what? We have Sister Bennett back with us. But let's get right down to this thing. We're going to talk about desiring and longing for the world or for God. The biblical and world meaning of long. To have an earnest or strong desire or craving, a yearning, to want something. 1 Timothy 6:9 and 10 says this: those who long to be rich, however, stumble into temptation and a trap and many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evils. Some people, in reaching for it, have strayed from the faith and stabbed themselves with many pains. That's powerful. That says a lot. When we desire something other than God, we are devaluing His power and love with each dollar we seek after that's not given by God. Okay, I'm moving way too fast. Let me slow down. No, I'm not saying you can't have a job. I'm not saying you can't earn a living. I'm not saying you can't work to provide for yourself, to buy clothes. I'm not saying any of that. What I'm saying is this: God must be first in all that we do. We must lead by an example. Keep in mind, my young loyal listeners, you have people looking at you. You have your family, your friends are watching to see how you live your life through what you desire and long for. And in this case, we're talking about money. It must be apparent that God is getting your best, even when it appears you could be feeling not so great. See, when we feel down, when we feel like we don't have enough money, when we don't feel like we don't have enough money to meet our obligations, we get down. People are watching to see how you respond, how you act, how you carry yourself, how you conduct yourself. Chasing after things that aren't God or kingdom related, they come with their share of problems and disappointments. Can I say it again? Chasing after things that aren't godly or kingdom related, they come with their share of problems and disappointments. That's what verse 9 says. It says it right there. We stumble. We get pulled into temptation. We fall into a trap and harmless desires, and we plunge into destruction and ruin. It says it right there. So we have to watch out for that. Money and things are the perfect gateway from God's safety to falling into a world full of chaos and confusion. I need to say that again. Money and things are the perfect gateway from God's safety to falling into a world full of chaos and confusion. What kind of life are we choosing to live that is only filled with the earth riches that doesn't lead others to Christ? What type of life is that? It's a selfish one. I'm going to go ahead and call it what it is. I'll answer that though. It will be a life filled with temporary satisfaction that will eventually lead to sadness, heartache, pain, being upset, being lost, just feeling empty. What would you give in exchange? What would you give in exchange for money? Let me rephrase that. What did Jesus give in exchange for us? We can't put a price tag on that. We can't. This leads me to verse 10, where it talks about the love of money. We chase or set our sights on getting the bag. We lose focus of what's really at stake, which is our spirit. When we spend all of our time questing, chasing, plotting, scheming, and calculating our next move for the come up, for the next big hit, for that band, it sets us up for something that ain't that. We can't win at that. That game ain't set up for us to win. The only game that we can truly win at, and we are guaranteed winners, is following Christ. Selling out for Jesus Christ, selling out for God's kingdom, we can win at that. Your soul, motivation, I'm not talking about your soul. S-O-L-E, your soul. Your only motivation is to get rich and die trying. Yeah, I know. That's a 50 Cent movie. It may be even one of his songs. I don't know. But we set ourselves out to get rich and die trying. Then that is what you will get. Dying. Falling away from Christ. Being out of God's protection. Being away from the family of God. You're exposing yourself to the world where Satan lives. In Matthew 16, 25, 24 and 25, Jesus says something so wise and profound that fits this lesson. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it." Peep this. When we are seeking after everything else, we're not denying ourselves. We're not picking up our cross. We're trying to pick up that bag. We're trying to pick up that next comer. We're trying to pick up that band. That's what we're trying to do. And while we're doing that, we can't be following Christ because we're out of place. We're not where we're supposed to be. We're not being used by God in certain situations, in school, in our homes, because we're busy outdoing everything but what God has called us to. So when it says whoever wants to save their life, they're talking about people who are trying to make their own way. So if you let God make your way, basically lose your life by denying yourself, you will find it. It's what he said. Here's the thing. We must deny ourselves. Bottom line, that's what we must do each and every day. Let me break it down. I'm almost done. We must deny the bag for the Bible. We must deny the nice Gucci jacket for a garment of praise. We must deny ourselves of the expensive restaurants for the bread of heaven. We must deny being hip for being holy. And we must, most importantly, deny ourselves of pretending to be something we ain't for becoming more like Christ. I'll say it like this. You must die to self before you can truly experience God. Father God, I come to you right now, giving you thanks for this great and awesome day, a day that we have yet to see. Lord God, we ask that you forgive us for every sin, thought, deed, or action, Lord God, unknown, willingly, or unwillingly, Lord God. Have your way. Make us white as snow that we may come boldly before your throne. I pray this prayer, Lord God, for our young, loyal listeners, all of our listeners, Lord God, that we pray that you give them a spirit of denying themselves, a spirit of seeking after you, a spirit of not being lovers of money, but lovers of God, lovers of Christ. I ask that you would give them that spirit that they may walk and talk the word of God, Lord God, that they would deny themselves in front of their friends saying, you know what? I won't go to that club, but I'll go to church. I won't go to that restaurant, but I will go to the homeless shelter and help someone that's in need, that needs a meal. We must have a spirit that Christ had, and it was one that was focused on you, oh Lord. So I ask right now that you give our young lawyers and listeners a longing for you and not for the world. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hey, let's see what they're rapping about over here in the Conversation Corner.
Hey, Minister Bennett.
What y'all rapping about over here?
We were chatting about the love of money, and I explained that we need to remember everything that Minister Bennett just spoke about. We read 1 Timothy 6:11, and we talked about not pursuing money, but pursuing the things of God. It reads, "But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness." I explained that while Paul was speaking to Timothy, he was also speaking to those who are saved, because remember, God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, never changing. So his word applied back then, and it still applies today. Let's look at how to become rich spiritually. Pursue righteousness. In your Christian walk, do what is right in the sight of God. We must have integrity. So don't get caught slipping. Make sure if any other Christian roll up on you, you're doing the right thing. And you'll know, because if you are doing the wrong thing, you'll feel bad and get convicted right away. Pursue godliness, letting your life reflect everything that Jesus represented. Be God-likeness. Be the way God would have you to be, the way he is. Pursue faith. Now, we know faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we pursue faith by trusting and believing God, being dedicated to our Christian walk, our Christian lifestyle. Pursue love. Do not hate. Forgive those who have done you wrong. Be nice for no reason. Don't be a bragger, but always stay humble. Pursue patience. Don't get easily angered. Learn how to chill. Take your time with life. Don't be in a rush. Y'all know I'm talking to myself right now, right? Oh, Father, please help me with my patience. Pursue gentleness. Be kind to others. Extend mercy. Don't condemn them, because remember, God didn't condemn you when you were out there and you were messing up. And don't mistreat others. Just like the rich man works hard to make sure his bank account is on point, we can work just as hard to make sure our spiritual bank account is on point. Be blessed, our young loyal listeners.
In summary, the importance of knowing that God loves your longing for Him and kingdom things. I will close with this in two quotes. We must decide each and every day if longing for and desiring what the world has to offer is more important and better than God's life-changing promises. Will you serve selfishness or seek after God? Do not worship any other God, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Exodus 34:14. I keep longing to be who I was before you, always forgetting that version of me wanted to be someone else too. Jessica Katoff. The deepest longing of the human heart is to know and enjoy the glory of God. We are made for this. John Piper. As always, please don't forget to subscribe and share so that you and your friends will get all future notifications when new and exciting episodes are uploaded and posted. Until next time, stay safe and live a life holy and acceptable to God. After all, it's your reasonable service. With a special thank you to LJ Productions for post-production's editing techniques used for this podcast. This podcast was sponsored in part by the Body of Christ Church in Waldorf, Maryland, Pastor Kenneth E. Stewart, It's Christian Education Ministry, in association with Real Time with the Bennetts. Well, real talk, what? You got it. Happens all the time.
Yeah, it's like that.